Fifth back of Yuma Mishnah. So the Kohen HaGadol has now finished sprinkling the blood both of the Parim Besar, both in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and also Keneged HaPeroses. Yotzeh Mizbeach Hashem Lifnei Hashem. Now it's time to go to the Mizbeach Hashem Lifnei Hashem. What is the Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem? It's the golden Mizbeach of the Kodesh inside the Beit HaMikdash, not the Mizbeach that was outside in the courtyard. Zeh Mizbeach Hazov. Hitzchem Lechate B'Yoyed. Now we would smear the blood on it and go downwards. Mechon Umatzim. In which corner would he start? Mechem Mizrachis Tzvoynes. Northeast. Northeast was further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to the northern side. Tzvoynes Marovis, and go closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Marovis Dromis, go to the south. Dromis Mizrachis, and end up in the southeast. Mokrim Shehu Matzil B'chatois. Mezbechas Chitzim. The starting point of the Chatos and the outside, which was the Dromis Mizrachis, the south Mizrach. Shema Yegoyim Mizbechas Nim. You know, it was one started from the northeast, another one started from the southeastern corner. Okay. Rabbi Elezer says, "Mekayim ha'huya oimin mechati." Would not walk around the mizbech azov. It was not that large. Just stand in one place and with his hand go to the four corners and smear the blood on them. Kulam ha'inoyzin milamata lamala. Every one of them would start lower down and his finger would go upwards. Chutz mizu shayit lefanav, except the corner which he was standing by. Shelo yinoyzin milamala lamata. He would go from up to the down. Why? Because he didn't want the blood to drip into his arm, to his sleeve.